Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
The head of the San Francisco Fed Bank says he could see 3 or 4 rate hikes this year.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us. I'm John Wardock. Federal Reserve San Francisco Bank President John Williams talked with Harriet Torrey, who covers the Federal Reserve for the Wall Street Journal, about interest rate policy going forward. And Harriet joins us now to give us some insights into her interview. We're going to hear from Mr. Williams in a moment, but what did he primarily tell you?
Well, the main news that we got from the interview with Mr. Williams was that he envisages 3 or 4 rate increases this year, which is certainly at the very optimistic end of what the Fed is anticipating. The median forecast that Fed officials reiterated at their March policy meeting last week was for about 3 increases. So the fact that he's saying 3 or 4 is indicative that, you know, they've got one out of the way in March and they're feeling pretty good about the economy.
Let's go ahead and listen to your interview with Mr. Williams.
When do you think the Fed should next raise interest rates, and how many times do you think they should move? You should move this year?
Well, you know, as I always say, the number of interest rate increases depends on the economy, depends on how we're doing our objectives in terms of full employment and price stability. I think the data have been good there. I think the momentum in the economy has been very positive. So I think a view, the median view of my colleagues of, say, 3 or maybe even more increases this year makes sense to me. But it'll depend on the data, depend on how we're doing our objectives and how the economy looks.
So I also want to ask you about market sentiment. Mm-hmm. And it seems like markets are very buoyant at the moment and that a lot of it is a reaction to the prospect of fiscal stimulus. So I wanted to ask you about that and whether you think if Congress takes too long to enact fiscal stimulus, whether perhaps there could be some pullback there.
Well, you know, I obviously follow what's happening broadly with the markets, but fundamentally focus on the economic data. What's happening with jobs, GDP, inflation? So clearly the strong stock market, others factors are influencing the economic outlook. I'm watching those, try to figure out why that's happening, but really, you know, focus more on the real economy, jobs, and inflation. So, you know, the markets go up and down. I try not to focus too much on that and really just see where do I see the economy going and how we're doing our goals.
And another big point on the agenda at the moment is the Fed's balance sheet. Mm. When do you think it will be time for the Fed to start shrinking its balance sheet?
So we've said in the past that we're going to start the adjustment process of bringing our balance sheet to more normal levels once the interest rate normalization is well underway. So we've made a few rate hikes over the last couple of years. We're not quite there to well underway. But I would expect that, if assuming the economy progresses as I expect and we raise interest rates a few more times, this year, there will be closer towards the end of this year to be ready to start that process of normalization of the balance sheet. Importantly, we're going to try to communicate as well as we can. It's going to be gradual. It's going to take a number of years to get our balance sheet back to normal, and I think it'll be very predictable. So I think it's just a part of bringing the monetary policy back to more normal levels, given that the economy is actually near our goals.
And when you talk about normalization, is there a number where you see that you could specify where you see rates settling in the longer run?
In terms of the federal funds rate?
Yes.
Well, there's different views on that. My own view is that a new normal, if you will, of the Fed funds rate is probably somewhere between 2.5% and 3%. I think the median view of my colleagues is about 3%. But I am concerned that some of the longer run forces in the U.S. economy have been pushing down what we call the neutral or equilibrium interest rate. So I think the new normal could be a little bit lower, first of all, than we've used to in the past, but maybe even a little bit lower than some people expect.
And how do you assess the international economic environment at the moment?
Well, I think that's been the biggest concern for me in the last few years, risks around China, hard landing, obviously developments in Europe. I think the recent developments have been relatively positive. They're still in Europe. They still have a long ways to go to get their economies back to full strength. But mostly we're seeing better data, I think better positioning there. And in my view is, in terms of the U.S. outlook, that risks are pretty balanced overall, which is a good place to be given some of the concerns we've had the last few years.
And the Fed is one of the few central banks around the world which is actually raising rates at the moment and seems to be on a path to raise them more this year. That in theory, that would be something that would make the dollar even stronger than it already is. What are your thoughts about the strong dollar at the moment?
I think that is part of the reason the dollar has gained so much strength in the last few years, because the rest of the world has been moving to more accommodative or easier monetary policy while we've been moving to normalization. I think that's just a statement that the U.S. economy has done a lot better than economies around the world, and when that happens, exchange rates tend to adjust. I think that, you know, markets understand that we're going to be moving gradually over the next few years to moving monetary policy back to normal. I wouldn't expect big movements around the dollar around that, given that that's understood. But it's always hard to predict how markets will react to changing circumstances.
That's John Williams. He is the president of the San Francisco Fed Bank. And this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. So, Harriet, let's get a few takeaways. Tory's take, how's that? Do you like that?
That sounds great to me.
Okay. What is your take from that? Is 3 or 4 realistic?
They certainly have time for it now. I mean, it's only March. They've got 9 more months of the year. They can keep looking at how the unemployment rate develops. They can look at the way the economy is growing, the way inflation trends are panning out. And we talked to Mr. Williams in front of the camera, and he also gave a long interview with reporters and editors of the Wall Street Journal. And he talked about his thoughts on the economy, and he said that he thinks it's in a good place right now, and that growth is slightly above trend, I mean, although the interest rate environment is very accommodative, he did say that He thinks that interest rates need to catch up a bit to where the economy is headed. So the Fed is still waiting, well, like everybody else, the Fed is still waiting on details of how the Trump administration will potentially enact fiscal stimulus, spend more on the military, spend more on infrastructure. And that, of course, could potentially have major repercussions for the economy. That could stoke inflation, for instance. So that's something the Fed needs to keep a very close eye on. But at the moment, the Fed is giving a message of optimism. Janet Yellen, it's only a week since the Fed raised interest rates. And one of the key takeaways that Janet Yellen gave at her press conference was that the economy is doing pretty well.
He is not a voting member, but he does have strong ties to Janet Yellen.
That is correct. He is not a voting member this year, but he is seen as an ally of Janet Yellen. He actually does what used to be her job. She was president of the San Francisco Federal Reserve before she was the vice chair of the Board of Governors, and now, of course, she is the chairwoman. So, he's sort of seen as a consensus figure at the Fed. So people do look very closely at him. He's seen as kind of in Yellen's inner circle, along with people like the New York Fed president, William Dudley. So he's definitely an influential voice at the Fed, although he is not actually voting this year.
Wall Street Journal reporter Harriet Tory, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And thanks, everyone, for listening. This has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. In Washington, I'm John Wardock.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.